Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for March 16th. Here's what's in the spotlight, compiled by J.I. Staff. World War I exhibit to open in Windsor. The Windsor Historical Society, 96 Palisado Avenue, will hold an opening reception for its latest exhibit, The Changing Face of War, Windsor Responds to World War I, on Wednesday, March 22nd, from 5 to 7 p.m. Curator Kristen Wands, librarian archivist Michelle Tom, and education and outreach coordinator John Mooney will speak beginning at 6 p.m. At the center of the exhibit are six donated recruitment posters complementing the Society's rich World War I era collections of photographs, postcards, and correspondence to and from the battlefront, uniforms, and gear. The display tells the stories of Windsor residents, such as Harold Loomer, who etched the names of all the bases where he served onto his mess kit, Hudson Pelton, who kept the guidebook he was issued, orienting soldiers to Camp Merritt in New York, where he trained before serving overseas, infantryman Fred Kibbe, whose letters documented his delusion with the realities of warfare, and the Reverend William B. Cornish, who died of influenza while serving as a chaplain at Camp Devens, Massachusetts, after which his wife received a black armband with an embroidered gold star and laurels. The Historic Society is open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. Admission is $8 for adults, $6 for seniors and students, and free to children 12 and younger and society members. For more information, visit the website WindsorHistoricalSociety.org. Elizabeth Park to host Greenhouse Show. Elizabeth Park Conservancy, 1561 Asylum Avenue in West Hartford, will hold its annual Spring Greenhouse Show Friday, March 17th through Friday, March 24th. The greenhouse will feature a spectacular array of spring bulbs and plants grown by Conservancy horticultural gardener Laura Barnett Goldberg and volunteers. The show will take place in the historic greenhouse in Elizabeth Park. Included in the floral display are French hyacinths, muscari, tulips, daffodils, pansies, amaryllis, lemon geranium, and Spanish oregano. The spring greenhouse sale helps support Elizabeth Park Conservancy in its mission to maintain, restore, and protect the gardens, grounds, and buildings on the historic site. Hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Sunday, March 19th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday, March 20th through Thursday, March 23rd, and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, March 24th. Coffee and refreshments will be served from 9 to 11 a.m. on Tuesday, March 21st, with Goldberg offering tours of the greenhouse show at 9:30 and 10. The reception and tours are free, but require reservations. For reservations, email BTRUTTER@ElizabethParkCT.org or call 860-231-9443, extension 101. Cinderella takes stage in Suffield. The Suffield High School Drama Club will present Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella in the high school auditorium March 17th, Friday through Saturday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for students and seniors. All proceeds will go toward future drama club productions. Tickets will be sold at the door. Professor to discuss insect illustrations. The Connecticut State Museum of Natural History at the University of Connecticut will hold a scientific illustration workshop on Saturday, March 18th from 10 a.m. to noon. The workshop, Scientific Illustration Insects, will be led by scientific illustrator Virgie Kask from the University of Connecticut's Biology Central Services. Whether beautiful or creepy, colorful or camouflaged, living in the soil or fluttering across the sky, insects in all their variety are intriguing subjects for artists and illustrators. Kask is a scientific illustrator in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at UConn. He will teach the best techniques for conveying the essence of these captivating creatures using pencil and paper and provide tips for drawing from mounts and live subjects. Guests will receive a folder with information about scientific illustration and supplies for making illustrations in the classroom. The program fee is $25 for the general public and $20 for museum members, which includes materials. The program is for adults and children ages 8 and older. All children must be accompanied by an adult. Advance registration is required. For more information, call 860-486-4460 or visit the website www.cac.ucon.edu/mnhcurrentcalendar.html. Hebron Maple Fest celebrates its sweet success this weekend by J.I. Staff. Hebron. Its slogan says it says it all, where all things are maple. Definitely. The Hebron Maple Fest is up and running for its 27th year in celebration of the maple sap that begins its run in late winter. The Maple Fest will take place on Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be food, live music, face painting, sugar house tours and demonstrations, a quilt show, and so much more. Organizations have been ramping up for months in preparation for the annual event that takes place at a number of venues in town, many centered around the green. Among them are Hebron Historical Society, Old Town Hall, in the center of Hebron. The building will be filled with quilts, gift baskets, and Hebron t-shirts and mugs. The 28th Annual Quilt Show is organized by Historical Society board members Mary Ellen Gonchi, Paula Billard, and Evelyn Griswold. Local quilters and quilt aficionados have loaned their quilts, both new and old. The quilt show is for people who are admirers of the skill required to construct a quilt, who love the contrast of colors, the varied types of material, and the fascinating shapes found in quilts, and for people who just like to look at pretty things. In addition, the Hardy Hebron Historical Society members will be outside selling their once-a-year secret recipe maple milk, either pleasingly warm or icy cold. Two-legged cows will be wandering around Hebron Green, giving directions to the Old Town Hall, where guests can refresh themselves with the maple milk and maple baked beans. Country Carpenters, 326 Gilead Street, will have its Village of Models open on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Craftsmen and craftswomen will demonstrate crafts such as blacksmithing, basket making, sewing, and woodworking. The farmer's cow will be on the green selling the farmer's cow sugar shack maple walnut sundaes to benefit the Hebron Open Space Land Acquisition Fund. In addition, the farmer's cow will have its new limited edition maple milk and bags of maple cream coffee for sale. Knights of Columbus Council 11835 will host its annual pancake breakfast on Saturday, March 18th from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m. in the parish hall at the Church of the Holy Family, 185 Church Street. This fundraiser will support, which supports the charitable projects of the council, is an annual treat offering pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, muffins, fresh fruit, juice, and coffee. The cost is $7 for adults and $5 for children younger than 12. Takeout will be available. Three sugar houses will be open for tours and demonstrations. Learn about the process of making maple syrup from the gathering of sap from the trees to the end product on the breakfast table. The sugar house will be selling maple syrup and other maple products. Participating sugar houses are Wenzel's Sugar House, 522 East Street. For information, call 860-649-0841 or visit the website intelab.com/WENZEL. Woody Acres, 80 Cone Road. Telephone 860-228-1110. And Rivers Edge Sugar House, 326 Mansfield Road in Ashford. Telephone 860-429-1510. To accommodate the thousands of people who attend the Hebron Maple Festival every year, the festival committee has a new system to address the parking situation. Shuttle buses will transport visitors to festival locations throughout the day. Parking will be allowed only at Ram High School, 85 Wall Street in Hebron. Unauthorized vehicles that are parked along Main Street will be towed. For more information and updates on the festival, go to Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N, MapleFest.com. Discover the Dinosaurs Unleashed exhibit in Hartford this weekend by J.I. Staff. Hartford. Venture back to a time when dinosaurs roamed the earth at the all-new Discover the Dinosaurs Unleashed exhibit Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th. From 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Connecticut Convention Center, 100 Columbus Boulevard. Experience up-close encounters with a lifelike stegosaurus, velociraptor, and the king T-Rex in this walk-through exhibit. Kids can also meet a baby dinosaur, take an exciting spin in the Jurassic Jeeps at the Dino Raceway, and visit the Kids Adventure Zone, filled with themed bouncy houses, crafts, face painting, and more. Parents and kids can test their skills playing the Mesozoic mini golf course, become junior paleontologists while completing the scavenger hunt as they explore the exhibit, and dig for fossils in the Valley of the Bones. General admission tickets include the dinosaur exhibit and access to the attractions Valley of the Bones, Ride the Dinosaurs, Cretaceous Crafts, Dino Raceway, Mesozoic Mini Golf, Kids Adventure Zone, and Scavenger Hunt. T-Rex tickets include access to all the general admission features, as well as one face paint, one fossil find bag, one green screen photo print, a make and take t-shirt, one drawstring backpack, and one pair of socks for the inflatables. Ticket prices on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. are $24 for adults and children, 2 and older, $21 for seniors. T-Rex tickets for ages 2 to 12 are $57. Children younger than 2 are free with a paid adult ticket. A $5 discount is available on all tickets for admission after 3 p.m. on both days. T-Rex ticket perks may also be purchased individually for an additional fee at the souvenir shop inside the exhibit. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the website discoverthedinosaurs.com. Glastonbury Wine Tasting Event to Benefit Mary's Place by J.I. Staff. Glastonbury, the Riverfront Community Center, 300 Wells Street, will host its 9th annual wine tasting to benefit Mary's Place, a center for grieving children and families, on Saturday, March 25th, from 6 to 9 p.m. Attendees will be invited to sample more than 50 wines, spirits, and beers while enjoying food and live music. Participants must be 21 or older to attend. Tickets are $40 and may be purchased online at marysplacect.org. HSO accepting submissions for Playing with Dogs concert. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra invites fans to submit video clips of their dogs for consideration to be shown in a segment during its Playing with Dogs concert. Send clips of 15 seconds or less to dogs@hartfordsymphony.org. The deadline is April 3rd. All submitted video footage should be filmed horizontally and will become property of the HSO to be used at its discretion. The Playing with Dogs concert will take place on Saturday, May 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bushnell, 166 Capitol Avenue. Hosted by radio personality Renee Danino, the show will include canine performers, dazzling choreography, film sequences, and heartwarming stories of our unique bond with man's best friend. For more information, visit the website hartfordsymphony.org/concerts/playing-with-dogs. Unity House Players to Perform Shakespeare by J.I. Staff, Springfield. Unity House Players will present the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, at the Unitarian Universalist Society of Greater Springfield, 246 Porter Lake Drive. Termed an irreverent, fast-paced comedic romp through the Bard's plays, the performances will be led by the seasoned acting trio of Jean Chiquet, Joshua Farber, and Ian Weber. A special madrigal choir appearance led by Elizabeth Weber, the Society's music director, will perform selections from P.D.Q. Bach, a fictitious Bach family member. The performances will be held Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th, with a matinee each day at 2 p.m. and a Saturday evening performance at 7:30 p.m. A special Shakespeare's Pub will be available on Saturday to serve four-course meals and beverages to patrons between shows. Tickets are required. On Sunday before the matinee, the pub will serve a plowman's lunch prior to the show. Tickets are also required for the meal. Dinner at the Shakespeare Pub is $20. Lunch at the pub is $12. A 10% discount is available for those in Elizabethan garb. General admission is $20, $15 for seniors and students. The PG-13 rated show lasts about 2 hours. The box office and Friendship Hall will be open for pre-show entertainment and beverages 1 hour before curtain. For tickets, visit the website www.evente.com/e/the-complete-works-of-William-Shakespeare, shakespeare-abridged-revised-tickets-315-429-7580. Maple Days continue at OSV this weekend by J.I. Stapp. Sturbridge, Mass. Old Sturbridge Village highlights the history of New England's maple industry during its Maple Days celebrations held weekends in March, including Saturday, March 18th and Sunday, March 19th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Costumed historians will demonstrate the maple sugaring process of the early 19th century at a working sugar camp, show how maple sugaring has changed over the years, and demonstrate Native American techniques for harvesting sap. Visitors will see the entire maple sugar making process, from tapping trees to sugaring off, and learn how maple sugar was used in early New England. Staff will explain how maple sugaring has changed over the years with demonstrations of different tapping techniques, including traditional Native American methods, early 19th century New England techniques, and 20th century metal buckets and contemporary tubing. At the hearth at the village's Freeman Farm, costumes historians will cook period food made with maple products. Additional activities at Old Sturbridge Village include exploring historic buildings, engaging with Old Sturbridge Village interpreters, and seeing heritage breed animals. The final weekend of Maple Days will be Saturday and Sunday, March 25th and 26th. Admission is $28 for adults, $26 for seniors, $14 for college students with ID, $14 for children ages 4 to 17. Children 3 and younger are admitted free. Each admission includes free parking and a free second day visit within 10 days. Village members receive free daytime admission. Special Maple Days packages are available for families and couples, including a stay at the Old Sturbridge Inn and Reeder Farm Family Lodges at the village. For more information, visit the website www.osv.org. Red Hot Chili Pipers in concert at Infinity Hall on March 23rd by J.I. Staff. Hartford, the Red Hot Chili Pipers, not to be confused with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, will be in concert on Thursday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at Infinity Hall, 32 Front Street. With bagpipes, guitars, and drums, the Red Hot Chili Pipers have been burning up stages the world over with their unique brand of Celtic rock. Tickets range from $44 to $59 and may be purchased by calling the Infinity box office at 860-560-7757 or by visiting the website infinityhall.com. Guy Davis to perform at Northwest Park by J.I. Stapp. Windsor. The Northwest Park Concert Series will present New York blues guitarist Guy Davis in concert Saturday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Northwest Park Nature Center, 145 Lang Road. Often touted as a member of the new generation of country blues artists, Davis is well-versed in the genre's traditions. He plays solo acoustic music, which is drawn from deep within the African-American musical tradition, so is not restricted to just blues, but includes materials from the ragtime and songster pre-blues, i.e. folk, eras. With his music and storytelling prowess, Davis has earned acclaim in just about every corner of the world. Davis's new album, Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, a look back at Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry, is an homage to these two hugely influential artists, not only on Davis's career, but to thousands of musicians around the world. Appearing on stage with Davis will be the Italian harmonica ace Fabrizio Poggi, who produced the album. The Northwest Park Nature Center is a smoke-free facility accessible to the handicapped. Tickets are $20. Proceeds will benefit environmental studies at the park. For tickets and more information, call 860-285-1886 or visit the website northwestpark.org. Choral Festival Concert in Enfield on Saturday by J.I. Staff. Enfield. The annual Enfield Chorus Festival Concert will be held in the new Enfield High School Auditorium on Saturday, March 18th at 3:30 p.m. More than 150 students from grades 4 through 12 will be performing a variety of choral music in many different styles, including classical, Renaissance, jazz, African, and Broadway. Students from Crandall, Parkman, and Whitney Intermediate Schools, JFK Middle School, and Enfield High School will perform. Admission is free. For more information, visit the website www.enfieldschools.org. Ukrainian folk punk quartet to perform at Jorgensen Stores. Offbeat Ukrainian folk punk quartet Daka Braka will be in concert at the University of Connecticut's Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts, 2132 Hillside Road, on Thursday, April 6th at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7. Daka Braka will treat audiences to a night of ethno-chaos, a term coined by the band to describe their infectious blend of traditional Ukrainian folk music, African and R&B grooves, and Middle Eastern colors. Playing a variety of instruments, including cello, piano, bass drums, darbukas, accordions, jew's harp, and the didgeridoo, this energetic and entertaining ensemble has developed an avid international following. Tickets range from $30 to $45. Tickets for students and children younger than 18 are $20. For more information and to purchase tickets, call 860-486-4226 or visit the website jorgensen.ucon.edu. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for March 16th. Today's program has been made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.